It's Jessica Lee from Northrop Grumman, who also works with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention with the Division of Informatics, Practice Policy, and Collaboration. I gotta write this. And I also have had the pleasure of working with Ms. Lee. She works with the City of Chicago on this project.
Good morning. I'd like to start off by pointing out that this work is a collaboration among several entities. We have the Alliance of Chicago Community Health Services serving as a provider role. We have GE Healthcare utilizing their electronic medical record system Centricity, and also the Centers for Disease Control, as well as state and local public health. And today I'd like to talk a bit about why we came together, and then I will discuss the pilot that we have underway in September, we hope, and then lightly touch on possibilities for this work after the pilot. So, these entities came together because on one side of the equation, there is public health that is trying to communicate with providers and provide them with actionable, meaningful information that they can use when caring for their patients. And on the other side of the equation, there are those providers that are inundated with increasing amounts of information regarding public health and are very interested also in receiving targeted information. So we came together to figure out how is it that we can, or the public health can provide physicians with relevant information to their patients at the time of care. So let's talk a moment about the sources of information. There is a lot of information available when there is an outbreak. There are national alerting services as well as local, state and local departments of public health, and sometimes even the healthcare provider themselves will put out communications. And these communications come in the form of emails, sometimes even faxes, and of course website and television. And what the result of that sometimes becomes an overload of information. The physician may or may not know what which alert is most recent, with the most recent providing the most recent information. There's also an issue as to local relevancy, whether or not that alert is something that they should concern themselves with. If it's a multi-state outbreak, often they have to open the communication and read through it in order to figure out whether or not it is affecting their area, and that often results in alert fatigue for the physicians. And so we came together to figure out how we can share relevant public health information across jurisdictional boundaries. Our solution, we hope, will provide alerts that are locally relevant, that contain locally relevant information, that these alerts will match the patient that is being seen at the time of care and delivered to the clinician also at the point of care. So let's now talk about our pilot. We've been working to get a pilot up and running, and we selected as our use case foodborne diseases, as it's part of the CDC's food safety winnable battle focus. And the CDC, in order to facilitate this pilot, created an alert repository, which we'll talk a little bit more about, to sort of mimic existing alerting services. The Alliance of Chicago has identified 10 to 13 providers at one of their sites that will participate in the pilot, and of course GE Centricity, or GE has modified their Centricity and leveraged the HL7 info button standard in order to facilitate that query between Alliance of Chicago and the CDC. So here on this graph, we sort of walk through our workflow. On the top half, you can see there's public health, and they are monitoring, they've discovered, a salmonella outbreak. And so they input the information into an alert within the alert repository, and that alert sits there until there is a query. On the bottom half, there is the medical community. They enter the workflow when a patient presents itself to him or herself to a clinic, and the provider opens their electronic medical record and begins inputting their chief complaint. That information is then packaged up, and it's stripped of all identifying factors and sent to the alert repository for matching to see if there is a public health alert that matches the patient's symptoms. If there is one, the alert returns back into the patient's medical record. And then the physician decides whether or not they need to open this alert, if they're familiar with it already or not, and hopefully at that point it will provide information that will help them in the care of the patient. So the first step, we have the alert repository, and I'd like to point out that the alert repository is not created. We're not trying to create a new alerting system. That this is it's to facilitate the pilot only, and it's hosted right now on Northrop Grumman's network. It mimics alert networks, so it's manually populated. I will go through and research current outbreaks on CDC and the Health Alert Network. Also Chicago's Health Alert Network, and we will input the information into an alert that is on within this public health alert repository when there is an outbreak alert that seems relevant. I do check with the Chicago Department of Public Health. We have a point of contact there, Josh Jones, and he also provides local guidance and helps with the relevancy of the version that is going in the alert repository. And when I create that alert, it tags the alert with matching information. So then from the healthcare provider perspective, the physician would log into their electronic medical record system and open up a patient presents. They open up that patient's electronic medical record and input the chief complaint, and that information is automatically taken and packaged. The information that goes forward is general information such as the date and time, the location, which is a 3-zip location, so it's not an exact location. There's also some demographic information as in age and gender, as well as the chief complaint. And that information is sent to the public health alert repository. When it enters into the repository, it's parsed, and there are two algorithms. The first is more of a filter, and it determines whether there is a spatial, temporal, or demographic match to the alerts within the system, and if there is a match, then it undergoes a secondary algorithm, which is more scientific, that looks at the chief complaints and matches them against the keywords tagged to the foodborne illness. This is at a general level. Then those algorithms determine if there is a match or not. If there are no matches at either of those levels, the process ends there. However, if there is a match, an alert will appear within the medical record of the patient, and you can see at the top here there's the alert and indicator, and then there is a title. It will provide the title of the alert so that the physician, if they're already familiar with this alert, maybe they've opened the alert already today and has the most recent information on it, they don't necessarily need to click the View Alert button in order to proceed. We are trying very hard not to interrupt the workflow of the providers, and so this gives them an option to ignore the alert if they'd like, but if they would like the most recent information on that alert, they can click this View Alert button. If they do so, The alert opens within the patient's electronic medical record and provides the latest in number of cases, areas where the outbreak has been identified, and also local contact information regarding this outbreak. There's also further a button down here for more information, for clinical information on the outbreak, as well as prevention information for the patient. So this pilot is basically occurring to see if this technology has value to the physician, and if it does, if it is deemed valuable, next steps for this work. There are many next steps that could occur for this work. There is talk of maybe extending to receive alerts from existing alert networks, such as the Health Alert Network, or maybe placing this service on a public health grid. And there are plenty of other external resources that that could feed in and make this work more valuable. Of course, there would be governance considerations. We feel like in order to make the information meaningful, that role-based access and user preferences would be very helpful as well, if we could make those available. And also expanding the use cases, there's talk of maybe expanding to chronic disease, possibly immunization or lab reporting. And this last slide is shows the existing architecture and how it is extensible and could be leveraged by, you know, external content sources and such. Are there any questions? Yes. The question is, what is the pilot phase and how far into the pilot are we? We have not started the pilot as of yet. We're experiencing some difficulties. There's a performance delay, so we're looking for a less than 2 second response with the query, and we're currently at 4. So we're working through that, and we're hoping that it'll start in September, and it won't last any more than 6 months. You're welcome. Yes, sir.
What was the clinical setting for the pilot?
The clinical setting is the Alliance of Chicago. They are a healthcare network. It's one of their, I believe they have 35 sites across the United States, and it is their Chicago site, or one of their Chicago sites that will be participating. And they have selected family medicine and internal medicine, I believe, providers. Okay, great. Thank you. Yes? Yes. This is the same pilot, yes. We experienced those performance delays, and so the pilot has been delayed a few months trying to, we're really focused on not interrupting the workflow of the physicians, because we feel like that would be, it would certainly deter people from participating. So we decided to wait and do the pilot until, with the performance is a little bit faster. Was there a question?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the state part of this work? Okay. There's a state and local communications those communications are put into the public health alert repository. So if the state of Illinois were to issue an alert, that information would be included in the alert that is resident within the alert repository.
And this is the city of Chicago, and we're a home rule entity. So we also issue publics. We're actually treated as a state, so we also issue public health alerts.
Yes. We're right now at this pilot state. We're just trying to figure out whether or not this service is valuable, and if the information sent does become meaningful to the physician. I know that there are plans to expand, but at this time that is sort of unknown how we would expand nationwide. Certainly a lot of resources available, I'm sure that there would be a way that we could leverage the existing HAN network and their local networks to provide these alerts, and if there are user preferences and role-based access, possibly people could identify alerts that are already existing that they're interested in receiving. But as far as an exact next steps, they're unclear. I'm sorry. Is that all? Thank you.